Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Unstoppable Entrepreneurs by Lori Rosenkopf is a practical entrepreneurship and innovation guide that argues against the popular myth that there is only one correct way to build a successful startup. Rather than centering a single founder archetype or a single playbook, the book maps entrepreneurship as a set of distinct paths people can follow to create value through innovation. In Rosenkopf's framing, value creation can be financial, social, or organizational, which broadens entrepreneurship beyond venture-backed technology firms to include a wider range of industries, missions, and career situations. The book's approach is structured and actionable, using real-world stories and interviews to illustrate choices entrepreneurs face, the obstacles that slow progress, and the mindsets that help founders persist. It is designed for readers who want guidance that is both inclusive and grounded, whether they are launching a new venture, shaping an idea into something fundable, or driving innovation from within an established organization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seven paths that widen what entrepreneurship can look like. A central contribution of Unstoppable Entrepreneurs is its insistence that entrepreneurship is not a single lane. Rosenkopf organizes the entrepreneurial landscape into seven distinct paths, encouraging readers to choose a route that fits their goals, risk tolerance, and context rather than forcing themselves into a fashionable template. This perspective matters because many aspiring founders self-select out when they do not match the stereotypes associated with high-growth startups. By presenting multiple models, the book legitimizes varied starting points and outcomes, including efforts focused on social value, community impact, or innovation inside existing firms. The framework also helps readers see that the same innovative impulse can be expressed through different structures, from building a new company to shaping a venture with partners, to creating new offerings within a corporate setting. Instead of treating one path as superior, the book emphasizes fit and intentionality. How you enter entrepreneurship influences how you build, what resources you need, and what trade-offs you will face. The result is a more realistic map for deciding how to pursue innovation and measure success on terms that match the venture's purpose. Secondly, entrepreneurship is value creation through innovation. Rosenkopf anchors the book in a broad definition of entrepreneurship creating value through innovation. This framing shifts attention away from narrow milestones such as raising venture capital or achieving rapid scale and toward the underlying work of identifying a meaningful problem, crafting a novel solution, and delivering it in a way that benefits customers, stakeholders, or communities. It also makes room for different kinds of value, including social value, which is often minimized in conventional startup narratives, by emphasizing innovation. The book underscores that entrepreneurship is not only a function of personality traits or hustle, but a process of learning and building that can be practiced. The stories and interviews support this by showing how entrepreneurs interpret opportunities, test assumptions, and adapt when reality does not match the initial plan. This approach helps readers think beyond product ideas to the total system that creates value, who benefits, what changes for them, and how the venture sustains itself. It also implicitly encourages ethical clarity, because defining value forces founders to articulate what they are optimizing for and what they are willing to trade off while pursuing growth or impact. Thirdly, action-oriented tools, checklists, and a repeatable success framework. Beyond inspiration, Unstoppable Entrepreneurs aims to be usable. Rosenkopf distills lessons into actionable frameworks and checklists that help readers translate entrepreneurial stories into decisions they can apply in their own situations. One named organizing device highlighted in available summaries is the 6 R's, presented as a compact way to think about the factors that support entrepreneurial success. While brief public descriptions do not reliably enumerate each R, the existence of a structured framework signals the book's intent to give readers a repeatable way to diagnose what they need next and where a venture may be fragile. The practical orientation also aligns with the book's broader thesis that multiple paths can lead to successful outcomes. If there is no single formula, then entrepreneurs benefit from tools that support iteration, prioritization, and course correction. The book's story-based structure is used to make those tools feel grounded rather than abstract, connecting real obstacles to concrete responses. For readers, the payoff is a more disciplined approach to entrepreneurship, not simply working harder, but working with clearer hypotheses, better preparation, and more deliberate sequencing of steps. Fourthly, resilience and navigating setbacks as a normal part of the journey. Rosenkopf treats uncertainty and setbacks as inherent to entrepreneurship, rather than as evidence that someone does not belong. The book highlights the doubts, fears, and failures that appear in real entrepreneurial journeys, then focuses on how entrepreneurs respond. This orientation is especially useful for first-time founders who may interpret early obstacles as personal disqualification. By normalizing challenges, the book encourages resilience as a skill learning to persist while adapting plans, rethinking assumptions, and seeking new routes to the same underlying goal of value creation. The emphasis on multiple paths reinforces this lesson. If one route becomes blocked, the entrepreneur can reconsider the path itself, not only the tactics. For example, someone may rethink whether to build independently, partner, pursue a different market entry approach, or innovate within an organization before attempting a standalone venture. The practical effect is psychological and strategic. Readers are prompted to anticipate friction, prepare for iteration, and make decisions that preserve momentum. In doing so, the book positions resilience not as blind perseverance but as a thoughtful capacity to learn, adjust, and continue building even when the first version of the plan does not work. Lastly, funding, support systems, and overcoming bias in access to resources. Another key theme in Unstoppable Entrepreneurs is that entrepreneurial success depends not only on ideas, but also on access to resources and the ability to secure support. The book addresses common challenges such as funding and the biases that can shape who receives credibility, mentorship, or investment. This is an important counterweight to narratives that attribute outcomes purely to individual brilliance. By acknowledging structural hurdles, Rosenkopf helps readers approach fundraising and support building more strategically, understanding what different backers look for, preparing to communicate value clearly, and assembling networks that can open doors. The emphasis on diverse entrepreneurial paths also matters here, because resource needs and funding strategies vary across models. A venture focused on social impact may rely on different funding channels than a fast-growth startup, and an entrepreneur needs sponsorship and internal alignment rather than outside capital. While the book does not position itself as a narrow fundraising manual, it frames funding and support as part of a broader system that entrepreneurs must navigate. The benefit for readers is a more realistic plan for resource acquisition, along with encouragement to seek allies, reduce avoidable friction, and persist even when the system is uneven. In conclusion, Unstoppable Entrepreneurs is best suited for readers who want a grounded, inclusive guide to entrepreneurship that goes beyond the usual founder mythology. Aspiring entrepreneurs will benefit from the idea that there are multiple viable routes into innovation and venture creation, which can reduce the pressure to copy a single startup script. Experienced founders and operators can use the frameworks and story-driven lessons as a way to reassess fit, whether their current approach matches the kind of value they want to create and the constraints they face. Employees interested in innovation will also find the book's broader definition of entrepreneurship helpful, since it validates entrepreneurship and other paths that do not require quitting a job to start a company. Practically, the book offers decision support, a structured way to think about entrepreneurial paths, common obstacles, resilience, and the resource building needed to move from idea to execution. Intellectually, it reframes success as value creation through innovation rather than as a narrow set of vanity metrics. What helps the book stand out in the crowded entrepreneurship category is its explicit rejection of one-size-fits-all formulas and its emphasis on diverse examples, actionable tools, and realistic challenges. It aims to help readers choose their own path and execute it with clarity and persistence. If you would like to support Lori Rosenkopf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.